questions come from the Bell School, the old Bell School curriculum when it was known as the Cantatorial Institute. Composition of Cantor Moshe Nolman, I think, or Macy's composition here is classic. I use it myself in shul, especially the melody in Bikini. Okay? Without repetition, if that's the problem in your particular shul. So I'll do the melody at the end twice. Everyone has the common melodies, you say, Yisrael, Mitzrayim, and so on. And here's another one from Eretz Yisrael from Chazon Glickman's Seder book. Yes, that's from your book. It's an old march, which leads into the Wiser's Malach Vahayom. I cut it in the middle to lead it to as follows. This is a nice change. Betzei Yisrael, Mitzrayim, Beit Yaakov, Beyam Lois, I saw Yehuda Likotshal, Yisrael, Manshel Azam, Ayon Rav, Ayonos, Ayadein Yisrael, Ayavar, Ayavar, Ehahim, Rakedum, Rakedum, Pielim, Rakedum, Rakedum, Pielim, Yevahom, Kivnetzon, Kivnetzon, composition by Chazon Nolman. Shamayim Adoshem Ve'aretz Nosah your day. Yatov Yadalom Halukov. Okay, quickly. For Mashiv, I have three possibilities. The first one comes from a very childishly written book about 15 years ago. Some Beis Yaakov girl wrote this book. But the melody is there. It's from Israel, from Izzy Katz. Very beautiful melody. Now it has to be slow, the more to make us. As she wrote it, A with a capital M is major. It looks like minor, but
it's major. Oh, nice.
Well, that's what she wrote. Okay. Mashiv, here's a new melody that has become popular. Mordechai Ben David recorded, a number of other people, falls in. I just remember it by ear, so I wrote it down by ear. The author is unknown to me.
Is that just you or ever?
I don't know who the author is. Start, by the way, from Mashiv. You can start from the Dorai. You can start from the next line, which is Anu Ad Hashem, if you want. Any of those lines? Especially the last part, when you get to the Chazbach.
Do you do repeats? Is there a way of doing it?
I do it without repeats, by the way.
All
right. Another one that you can use in this particular paragraph, Ana Hashem, is also very beautiful. And I feel that, especially when you have on a Yantif, four or five Hallels with Shabbos Chol HaMoed, you can use different ones each time. Ani אני ידך בין המוסכות, פיתחתו למוסכוי. לכל זמן צבחתו אותו, ושם השם אקרוב. לכל זמן צבחתו אותו, ושם השם One possibility, one more possibility in this area is the Shlomo Karlbach Son of Hashem, which is really very beautiful, which I just rediscovered thanks to Yossi Lieber, Aaron Lieber's son, at a mutual relative's wedding just last week. Iman.
This is for davening?
The busiest is for
davening. All right.
Right, you don't have to say Ana Hashem, Ana Hashem.
Ana
Hashem. I'll sing you the original thing in any case.
What key you want it
in? A minus five.
Oh, that low?
Yeah, well, that's okay.
Go ahead.
Ana Hashem, Ana Hashem. By Karl Bach, we can skip that one. Let's go to the next page after that. This particular melody is very effective, I find. So let's see how we can do it.
Which one?
Without repeats? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do it without repeats the way I would do it. Okay? Which is the old Kiva Simcha of Majids. Go. Ki Baruch Hava B'Shem Adoshem Deirachnu Chemi Beis Adoshem Baruch Hava B'Shem Adoshem Deirachnu Chemi Beis Adoshem Ke'el Adoshem V'ayomer Lanu Rizucham Yavo Sima Kandus HaMizbeya Ke'el Adoshem V'ayomer Lanu Sultam Yavo Sima Kanos HaMizbeya So on, as everybody knows. I just included at the end something which I think all Chazanim should know, because at Bris Milas, even though this is a piyut that's done on the seventh day of Pesach, at Bris Milas sometimes you're asked, as I once was by Rav Tendler, to do Yom Le'Abasha, you should know the Niggun. So just remember, you look at it at home, but it's...
My whole congregation used to wait Shri Shul Pesach for this Yom Le'Abasha.
I sing
it. And sang the solos.
Beautiful.
I sing it in my Shul Shri Shul Pesach.
Yes, that's what it should be done. But many, because if you have a shul that doesn't do piyutim, most shuls don't use piyutim. But this is the old time, you should know it, because at a bris, someone will ask you. It's Van Alim, I think. Then you go to Shira Chadosha Shivuyim. By the way, this is really, if you think about it, Nusach for Keladon. Keladon on Kalamazi, Baruch Ramadan. Okay. Thank you.
We're in a rush, so I won't analyze any of the material here. I think all of you will know what we're doing. You have a variety. You have some more music here, but I don't think we'll get to it. I just want to make one comment with regard to the Kedusha. There are many musical, cantorial, or Bach Finnish phrases that are getting lost. We're all, prone, for various reasons, to utilize congregational melodies for Kedusha, and we're forgetting that there are some traditional phrases, traditional Bald Finnish phrases that should be there. I suggest that even if you sing congregational melodies, for example, Kvodo, Hashem Molach Mod, it belongs in that part. Certainly, you know, there are congregational melodies, and we have some around that are written in that mode. So, Chadish Yomeinu Kikedem, it's very important to renew and revive some of these traditional davening motifs. And even if you're involved with the congregational singing, you should see to it that, for example, where Hashem Olach Mod should be there, that the melody should be in that mode. And besides that, I think that we shouldn't just sing everything in Kedusha congregationally, but that each week, one week in Kvodo, next week in Kolo, but something should be said in the traditional shtega of davening. You know, one of the courses that I give in YU is a course on Haggadah, and every year I have the same problem with the Talmidim. They have six different melodies for Manishtana. And we know that Manishtana has its traditional melody in the learning mode. And for the kids that go to nursery school and day school, if they don't know the Manishtana la la za, forget about it. They don't know it exists. Now, this is it's a learning mode. And I say to my Talmidim, Manishtana can be repeated. You don't have the Shem there. You want to sing your song, sing it. But after you sing all these melodies, go through it once with the whole Mishpacha in the traditional way so it's not forgotten. Okay, the first page has scales and modes. The only thing that we need here is the Hashem Molech mode. Okay, Canterbeer is with you, so I'm going to go to the next page. Next page, where it says Yisgadal. Yisgadal, the Yisgadal, Hashem Eramon. Now that move you're going to find in Kedusha constantly. I'm showing it to you and we'll see how it applies. The next page, Canterbury already had the endings for Makaye HaMesim. He had the Shachris. For Musaf we have three. For Musaf, you have it, the last three lines. Musaf Naritzva should be in major, and obviously Makaye HaMesim. As Ketapir pointed out, being in Yono, we get into major with Makaye HaMesim. We have three examples. Simo, we're ready.
Go ahead.
From Musa.
B'nai Amon, right?
No, Makaye HaMesim. All right, you can start with B'nai Amon. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Makaye.
HaMesim. All right, one. Okay, I'm going to play the second. Okay, where are we? Go ahead. And three. Go ahead.
Pesach with the leading tone.
Okay. I want to, next page, where we have Kedusha for Musaf, let me preface this with some remarks. Where it says Kedusha for Musaf. The first Naritzvah. I think we have an interesting combination here. Kent the Beer and Kent the Goffin and myself and Kent the Raka. We all studied at the same time. I don't know whether we were out, four of us, this year we were in the same class, the four of us. Kent Nolman was our rabbi. And in that course, number one, he asked us at one time to write our own compositions. I have a Kedusha that Seymour wrote. He doesn't even remember that he wrote it. But besides that, Kent Nolman had us go to the classics and re-edit their stuff. Re-edit their stuff, make it singable, make it usable. So where you see here a beer and arranged by myself, after that you have something arranged by BB is Kent the Beer. So we went to the classics, we sort of cleaned it up a little, and this is what we came up with. What you see here, if you haven't have to say Kedusha very quickly, unkind fuchness without any embellishments, it's plain Nusach and it moves. And more than that, at least you see the traditional moves. Okay, all right. Mavitz choven akish kokos sotziasar fei kodesh. Hamapishim shilko bakodesh. Now you have from that kodesh. Kakosu. There it is. Yiskaral. There it is, that phrase. Takosu bayad b'yemkon mikarose el zebi yomar marau molei yomar shabazam shalim zel lozer ayei mikon kibodoho miyumasam boruk yomeru. Just those plain. Minkamo huyifem rakamim Yacharam hamiyachadim shema erev aboker d'chol yatomim pahamayim beyahavon shema omerim. Again, I say this was edited.
Okay, fine.
We edited from there when we studied this with Kent the Beer some 27 years ago.
Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem, Hashem Echad. Hu Elokeinu, Hu Avinu, Hu Malkeinu, Hu Moshiyeinu.
Now again.
Yisgadal, V'hu Yashmiyeinu, Hu Berachemol, Shein Yisrenei Kolchoi.
Okay, next page is not there. I don't remember, I edited it, but I don't remember who it was.
That's mine, I wrote
that's
this.
Yours?
I wrote this.
This, I said.
I didn't remember.
Fine?
Go ahead.
Okay, if we were in the same class, so I didn't remember, I know I didn't do it.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Shema!
Now here you have this phrase that's being lost today. You don't hear too much.
Okay.
Kedusha. Again, it was on our same class, and this goes back 25 years ago. A cant of beer from the Cooper Schmidt collection. Again, our purpose was to take the old classics and clean them up a bit. You want to try? Next one?
Next
you remember
Naritzka.
This, Bernie?
Naritzka.
Yeah.
Naritzka.
Okay, all right.
Bernie, go ahead.
Naritzka. Major because that's what you think.
Oh,
Kadosh. Oh! Yalom, but it's melodic.
Sounds like Shoshana
Shiako. Right? Yeah, Shoshana Shiako. All right, Nimkomo. Nimkomo.
Nusach 1, Nusach Aleph. Nusach Beis has, you'll see, the Nusach Beis, just looking at it very practically, you're going into major modulation right away. The Nusach Aleph is really very, very plain. Okay? Together. About 2 or 3 minutes, I'd like to cover the 2 min kol, or perhaps at least 1 min kol call. The other oz b'kol has the major modulation of a fourth, and it goes back into the avo rabo on the tonic. By the way, you'll notice that I tried my best to avoid repetition of words. I'm not saying that you, I'm not here to postulate whether you're allowed to repeat or not repeat. But I've been getting so much feedback about repeating of words. And if we daven, I know that if you're using choral selections, I know that I used to use a choral, a group in my synagogue. It was not possible to avoid repeating words. But if you daven and you daven on a regular basis without...
With the vision of me by the court on Friday night, you see how many times it says voice.
No, one second. There's a difference. Let me just say this. The Shiloh was passed into the Rav. He should be gesund. And his answer was, this is his answer. His answer was, I think we published in one of our journals, his answer was that he does not allow repetition by Kriyashma Uvircho Sevo, and also by the repetition of the Amidah plus Hallel, which he considers to be also part of the Chazor, which is really almost the entire davening. But he's not Makbid. He's not matvid on piyutim, and he's not matvid on other Rosh Chodesh benches. Not matvid if you say Nishaberach, if you say Rosh Shemei. All right, over there he's not matvid. The big Avarachamim. There are places to sing of pieces. If you have to repeat.
All right.
What's that? Let me go back. Let me come back to it. I know that I can't cover everything here. The Minkom Kol from Kachka, let me just say this. The musical structure of Minkom Kol, according to, I don't say Balei Tefillah, according to Chazanim, the Minkom Kol structure is like this. If you're starting in, let's say, Ahava Rabba, it's Ahava Rabba. From Minkom Kol until Mosai Timnof is Ahava Rabba. Usually Mosai Timnof until the Yolom Vo'ed is Let's say if you're saying, starting in E, you're going into A, A minor. From Tiskadal, even before this, Leolam Betishkon, you're going in already into relative major, which is C. And most Chazon at the end went back to either to a melody, back into the original Frege-ish Ahavarabba E. It's not always that way, but here are two examples of tfilos that are this way. I'm saying this purposely because what bothers me is I don't want to dwell on this. Is when I hear, I go into various synagogues, I've had the occasion to go into many synagogues in the last year or two where I hear, forget about the davening. When they use a congregational melody and they use major over here, they don't know what they're doing. They don't know the nusach. The nusach tefillot has to follow, even if they're going to use, that's right, I've heard that in the Mekomcho, which is also incorrect. That's no good, and that is no good. Forget about where the melodies come from. They're not even in the nusach. They're not even the spirit of the davening. They don't belong in the service. It's a shame that we have to stop it. Okay? It always angers me. All right. This is the style of Mekomcho. All right.
What page?
Page 5. I'm staying in the same key.
All right.
E. I'm taking a little bit. I'm taking E fragrance, right? It's from Kashko, as you see. Back into major now. If you daven every Shabbos, it's not a bad Mekomcho. Am I wrong?
It's plain,
but it's that if you're not going to show too much, it's about Fiddish, it's okay. You can make it into a, yeah, all right. Someone wants a Yos Bakol, all right, Yos Bakol. at the bottom, perhaps it's something adventurous. I also like this particular one because, again, it's such a perfect example of beginning in fragrance, going up a fourth in minor. Just a half of it over here from also from Roberts. That is the style, right? Fragage, minor, relative major, and then back into the fragage. All right, we'll stop over here. I'd like to.